Good morning, church family. The reading this morning is about the early fellowship of the believers, and it is Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Thank you. Before I speak, let's just take a moment and bring this to God. Father, we thank you that we have your word, we have the Bible that we can pick up and read. But Lord, I pray right now that as I speak, the preparation that I've put in, the words that I share, you would take, you would place into our hearts and our minds those words that need to be there, and those that just aren't would just fade away. Lord God, because I want your word to be shared with your people. Bless us now as we come to this moment. Amen. Okay, so as you said, I'm picking up on our vision. We've got on the roller banner there, and there are also documents available in the back hall and they're upstairs. So I would encourage you, please, today, if you are a regular attender, if you're a guest, you can take one as well, just to take one. I don't know if you've already picked one up. You might have done. I'm not going to do a hands up to see, but if you've please take one, because this is what we believe is the purpose for our church. If you are part of this community, this is what you're buying into. I've got three words that I'm going to show you. If I do this, okay. Could you just move it on one? There we are. So what do you think links those three words? Wriggled, helm, developed. Martin? Map reference. It's a map reference. Oh, you're good. It is a what three words. Hands up if you know what three words is. Okay. Basically, for those who aren't aware, you can download an app on your phone titled What Three Words. And what it is that the whole of the globe has been put into, like, is it a 3 meter by 3 meter cube, something, or square? And there is three words for each one, so that it can basically help you find somebody. So, wriggled, helm, develop. If you can just click on one more, Andy, you can see there's the three. That's the logo for What Three Words. It's three lines like that. Very exciting. So that was my next thing, in case nobody did get it. But well done to those of you who have got it. Actually, if you were to put that in, wriggled, helm, developed, you would get a point about here. So I was going to say, what links those three words? Me. Because, yeah, so that's basically sort of here. Now, if you look at our emergency posters, we have got a what three word location as well, which isn't those three words, it's a different one. So, have you ever noticed that a successful journey begins with knowing where you're going? A successful journey begins with where you are going. If you don't know a destination, you can be busy without making any progress. Do you know the same is true for a church? A vision isn't just words on a website or on a roller banner. It's a picture of who God is calling us to become, calling the church to become. Today isn't about launching a new idea. It's about meeting or reminding ourselves of God's calling. Okay? We've already shared this, but we are reminding ourselves of God's calling. I believe it can be summed up in three words: led, together, sent. Can you repeat that? Well done. You were listening because it didn't even have to remind you. Led, together, sent. Can you move? Okay. So this is that's a slide. Knowing the destination is crucial. We need to know where we're going. And so this morning, I'm going to hopefully remind us of where that is. Can you just jump one more, please? Oh, and again, sort of thing. There we go. So we've got led, together, sent. And now you can go one more. The first one, led, comes from Acts 2. It didn't begin with good planning. It began with the Holy Spirit. Obviously, our reading was the end bit of Acts 2, but the beginning, it's all about the Holy Spirit. Before there was preaching, before there was community, before there was mission, there was the Holy Spirit. The early church wasn't driven by personalities or programs. What a relief. They were led by God. They were led by God. We don't want to simply ask, God bless what we're doing. Okay? We don't want to simply ask that, saying, oh, God bless this, because this is what we're doing. We want to ask, God, show us what you're doing so we can join you. Show us what you're doing so we can join you. Being spirit-led means listening before speaking. Now that's quite an interesting thing, isn't it? Listening before speaking, because there's often many people say, oh yes, people don't listen before speaking. They speak before even, you know. We need to listen before speaking. And that's what we need to do. We need to listen to what is the Spirit saying. Praying before planning. This is not complicated stuff. Praying before planning, trusting before striving. Way back a few years ago when we came together to pray about this, that was one of the things, one of the words that people were sharing was, we need to trust God. We need to trust God. Because God might say, you need to do this. We've got to trust him. Because faith is spelt T-R-U-S-T. Faith is spelt T-R-U-S-T. Thank you. We need to trust what he is doing. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't build the church. Because in the Bible it says, I will build my church. God says that. Jesus, I will build my church. He doesn't say, you're going to do it. What he says to us is, go make disciples. He says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Whoopee! Isn't it good to know that? In God building his church, the devil's got no control. The devil's got nothing. That is an encouragement that we need to hold on to, because so many people get overwhelmed by the world. We do. But actually, God's saying, but my church will prevail. I am so blessed to know that. I'm sorry if I upset that child. Was not my intention. So what would happen if every ministry, every meeting, every decision that we made began with prayer instead of preference? what would happen if every ministry, every meeting, every decision, and I could add every day, begin with prayer instead of preference, because I know that I can put my preference above, well, I think this. But actually, what does God think? Which is why when we come together as a church for our family meetings, I always say, and look to encourage that, we are here to discern the mind of Christ. What is God saying? And sometimes God might be saying that something that we don't want to accept. So we are led. Could you move it on one, Andy? Oh, and again. They are together. Together. Acts says they devoted themselves. Notice it doesn't say they individually. It says they. It just says they. Christianity has always been lived in community. Which is why I talked about family. Which is why we prayed for the holiday club. Because they are, you know, it's family. We prayed for the young guys who are moving from junior to secondary. Because they're part of our family. Family. Moana. It's just come to me. Moana. No one's left behind. Family means no one's left behind. Our vision says an all-age community of God. That means children. It means teenagers. It means young adults. It means parents. It means single people. It means older generations. And anybody else that I've missed off? We're not different churches sharing one building. Okay? And I can tell you now, I would not be looking to do that. You know, because for me, church is about family. It's about community, multi-generations. Living together. Working together. We're one family. Can you just move it on one, please, Andy? I'm not a musician. I did have a go when I was about 10 and began to learn the piano. And my, you know, did one in a Christmas assembly, but that was it. Never again. You see, the violin isn't more important than a trumpet. The percussion doesn't replace the piano. In an orchestra, every instrument matters. The oboe, the viola, the trombone. Together, they create something beautiful. Do you know what? That's God's picture of the church. That's God's picture of the church. We're meant to be like that orchestra. We all just get involved. So please, take that. If you're not going to take anything out, take that home with you today. And when you think about orchestra, think, actually, I'm a violin. And I have a part to play. Because sometimes people go, oh, well, I've got nothing to offer. Well, I'm sorry, I disagree. Every one of you has something to offer. You all have a part to play in helping us reach our purpose. You see, instead of asking, what can this church do for me? Which is what the 20th century or 20th, you know, we do. Well, what can I get out of this? What are we going to offer? What's an offer for me? What? Because you always think about me, me, me. We need to be asking, how can I help build this family? Because sometimes something might annoy you. I know, okay, I can tell you now that there are people here that I annoy. Hard to believe, but there will be some people that I just go, oh, you were really annoying. And that's not just my wife. Because that's true, okay? And I imagine that the same's true of you. I'm sorry, Ian. But there'll be some people that go, oh, that Ian, he's just so annoying. Okay, I can laugh about it. We can laugh about it. But it's true, isn't it, that we do have moments where people will be annoying. I'm sorry. But that's family. Okay, I've got a family, I have. And sometimes my children can be so annoying. because they don't do what we ask them to do. And sometimes I know that my mum will be annoyed by me because I don't do what my mum... And actually, my mum can be annoying because you think, Mum, just why did you do that? Because she can. Oh, right, great. So how can we... should be asking, how can I help build this family? I would ask you to do that. If you're a young person, you can ask that same question. If you're an adult, an older person, you should all be asking that. How can I help build this family? You shouldn't be asking, what are you going to do for me? Wrong attitude. Wrong attitude. It's how can I help you? And then the third one, sent. You see, Acts ends by saying, the Lord added to their number daily. How amazing is that? Woohoo! The Lord added to their number daily. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, 5 months later, oh, one. It was daily. Because what happened inside the church overflowed outside the church. Do you tell people what's going on in here? Or do you go, I went to church. Sorry? I went to church. Or are you, do you know what? I went to church and I've met my family and actually they really encouraged me. They helped me. You know, actually I was having a real hard situation and this happened. We are the best promoters. The problem, you know, when we come out of here, all the people on the road, and there's one or two guys that I chat to because they live in the flats. One of them says, I really love your music. It's so vibrant. You know, sometimes I think he's going to come and tell me, could you turn it down a bit? But he doesn't. He quite likes it. And they are always amazed. People, wow, the number of people coming out of your building on a Sunday. God's good. Okay, we need to remember it's God, it's not us. We don't just go, oh yes, because we're great. No, it's because God's great. And woe betide if we start thinking it's us, because if we do that, it'll take it away. And we don't want that. I want God to bless us, to encourage us. And that's why I'm speaking on our vision this morning, because I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you to live for Jesus. And even if you think, actually, I'm really sorry, Nick, but this isn't the right place for me. Fine. Then go and be a blessing somewhere else and grow that church, because we've got other churches in the town that need God to move and to grow them. And we thank God for the Abbey and what's going on there. We thank God for the Catholic Church, for the House of Prayer, for the Methodist, for Love House Village. We thank you for all these little, you know, God's doing stuff. Let's come back to what I'm saying. You see, our vision isn't just to love each other. Though, as we read in Scripture, it does cause people to ask and seek that, doesn't it? Because it says, by our love for one another, people will know. So yeah, I want to encourage you to love one another, but it's also to prayerfully and proactively spread the love of Christ. Notice those two words, prayerfully. Everything begins with prayer. I've already talked about that. And proactively, we don't wait for people to find Jesus. We go where people are. At work, at school, in our streets. Mission isn't something the church does. Mission is who the church is. Three simple words. Led, will you follow the Holy Spirit? Together, will you choose family over preference? Will you choose family over preference? Will you carry Christ's love beyond these walls and embody sent? You see, this vision doesn't belong to the leadership team. It doesn't just belong to me. It belongs to all of us. Imagine what God could do through a church where every generation seeks the Holy Spirit, where every generation loves one another deeply and intentionally shares Jesus with others. That's the church I believe God is calling us to be, to become. So as we move forward together, Let's remember these three words: led, together, sent. May we be Holy Spirit led. May we be an all-age community of God that prayerfully and proactively spreads the love of Christ. Let me pray. Holy Spirit, lead us afresh. Holy Spirit, lead us afresh. Shape us into one family where every generation belongs and every person has a place. Fill us with your love. Give us courage to share that love with our neighbours, our friends, and our community. And Lord, may everything we do bring glory to Jesus, who is above all things. Amen. So as you leave this morning, I want to encourage you to remember to being led by the Spirit every day. I'll put it in the notice sheet, in fact. So if you've got the notice sheet, you've got it to remember this week. Be led by the Spirit every day. Belong to the family every week. So that means try to make every effort to come along and be part of this family every week. Because it's important. It's not just an added extra. It's important. And then to being sent into the world wherever God places you. So wherever you are, whether you're retired, working, in school, you're placed somewhere. Live that place for God. You see, those three rhythms reinforce the vision in a practical, memorable way. And easy for us to carry into our daily life.